I think that our mission, being the improvement of Herman Park for this generation and generations to come, drove us to make the improvements we did. So this was just, this was a masterpiece waiting to happen, basically. Added to our mission, the goal of stewarding everything we build. The park was given to the city by George Herman in the year 1914. At that time, there was a design team, Hair and Hair, that were engaged to design, which eventually were called the Houston Garden Center. And over the years, they just needed updating and upgrading. So the Conservancy, being a nonprofit, we raise funds to improve the park. It's basically our, and then to steward what we build. So we raised $31 million 8 years ago. We came up with the idea, and here we are 8 years later with a 15-acre, it's actually 8 acres of garden and 7 acres of one of the most beautiful parking lots you'll ever see. But in the 50s, when people started driving everywhere, that's I think it was around then that they installed the parking lot where the gardens should have been. So we actually went back, and as part of our master plan, one of our goals is to get as much of the parking at the center of the park onto the perimeters as possible. And being that the original designers back in the 20s, 30s had envisioned that as a garden space and not a parking lot, we removed those that parking lot and took it out to the perimeter. So instead of accessing it through the center of the park, you access it from Herman Drive off the north edge of the park. The gardens are a compilation of different garden rooms. We have a celebration garden that we rent for celebrations such as weddings and whatever people want to celebrate. And then we have a woodland garden. We have an interactive family garden, which is vegetables, herbs, and fruit trees. We have a Pine Hill Walk, where the Chinese Pavilion is now sitting on a nice rise, whereas before it was sitting out in the field, unconnected to anything around it. We have an arid garden, being that we are in such droughty conditions over the last many years, practically the last decade. It makes sense for us to put in a garden where people could visualize what native drought-loving plants would look like in their own home gardens. And we also have, which seemed to be the most important thing to many, many people in the planning process, was to retain the rose garden. So we've built a brand new beautiful rose garden. The difference being that the roses that we chose for this space, with the help of the Houston Rose Society and other rosarians throughout the region, reflect more native roses and easier care than the former hybrid roses, which took a lot of pesticide care, a lot of specific types of watering. And so now the roses that are seen in that garden reflect what is found in Southeast and Central Texas. So, and we also have a brand new building. It's called the Cherry Flores Garden Pavilion. And that was designed by Bolin Sawinski Jackson. Peter Bolin is the architect for all the Apple stores. He took this on as a project that he loved. So here you see the Cherry Flores Garden Pavilion. It's named after Cherry Flores because they are a family that lives here in Houston. And Mr. Flores gave this pavilion to his wife for her 50th birthday. It was a substantial financial commitment on his part, which allowed us to actually have the funding to build this building. Therefore, it is named after Cherry Flores. And if you look right down this opening, you can see, the first thing you see is the mount and how impressive that is. when the designers suggested it, it was quite a surprise to those on our projects committee, because it wasn't anything that had been on the radar screen. But they mounts have been used in the English landscape for many, you know, for centuries. And I don't know that I've ever seen one anywhere in any of the gardens that I've ever visited in this country. So it's quite an attraction. It's also, it's a focal point as you walk through the Cherry Flores Garden Pavilion into the gardens, because you look down a forced perspective of the long event lawn up to the mount, and there's a waterfall that runs down the front of it. And at the very top, there's a Randy Twaddle art piece with quotes from Confucius that really ask people to stop and think about what they're reading. It would behoove you to go to the top of the mount and see what Randy's done up there. It's not a botanic garden, but it is educational in that people can come in and visualize how different plant materials, mostly native to Texas, would work in their home gardens. So I think it's inspirational, educational, aesthetically beautiful,